To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Mary and I are back and ready to check in on our first destination spotlight for 2020 and number 59 in our series overall. As the winter weather is certainly being unleashed on large portions of the U.S. today, well, it's all good because we're headed to the Garden Island of Hawaii, Mary. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, it's always a good thing, Hawaii.
Come on. Listen, Kauai, it is located in the 50th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1959. It's also known as the Aloha State. Before we focus on that island that we've certainly enjoyed in the past, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
All right, every traveler needs a companion, and whether it's the Platinum Elite collection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or any of their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, this is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and if you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out today at travelpro.com, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as Robert mentioned, we are now heading to Kauai as Mayor Derek Kawakami is waiting on that show hotline.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Mayor Kawakami, and our destination spotlight on Kauai.
Good morning and aloha.
Aloha to you as well. So listen, we've been asked many times over the years which Hawaiian island is our favorite. They all offer something special, certainly, but Kauai is truly beautiful with its lush tropical rainforest, that dramatic Nepali coast, the entire Hanalei area, and then something that people may not expect, the desert-like western side of the island. It is a special place, isn't it?
You know, it's very special, and for a relatively small landmass, we have so many different microclimates. I mean, you could be in the desert, you know, on West Kauai, where it's a little more dry. That's where the nice weather is during this time of year. And you drive up to the mountains at Kokee State Park, and, you know, you're in a lush tropical rainforest. It's just so diverse. There's something for everyone here.
Absolutely. And when I think of Kauai in terms of the different microclimates, I also think of the drama of the landscape and the differences. So, of course, I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the beautiful Nepali coastline, whether they've been or not. I'm sure they've seen it. 4,000 feet high cliffs, just stunning. You can see it with helicopter, catamaran. But the Waimea Canyon is a whole nother landscape. And just talk a little bit about that, because it's got trails for all levels of hiking. It's just a beautiful area.
Yeah, you know, the Waimea Canyon is also known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. And, you know, when you get up there and you spend some time, if you're an avid hiker or a beginner, there's a trail for everyone. And, you know, I want to take this time to remind everyone to, know your limits. Oftentimes we'll get a call for a hiker that's in distress, but, you know, the weather can change quickly. So this is truly a place for everyone and all levels of experience. And, you know, being the oldest island, when you talk about Nepali and Waimea Canyon, we have these magnificent landscapes just because we are the oldest island. And so over time, those small streams and creeks and rivers have carved out these monuments of natural beauty.
And those microclimates, as you talk about, one minute it could be raining, next minute it's sunny, and you go back and forth. It really is an experience. But I'd say one of the best things about Kauai, at least from our experience, it's that small town charm that's prevalent across the island. So as the mayor, you know, what do you say is one or two things that you think's the best that Kauai offers?
You know, I got to say, you hit the nail on the head. It's our towns and our people. You know, our towns are very unique. You can go down on a Friday night to Hanapepe and experience, you know, Kauai's biggest little town at Art Night, where we have musicians and artists and food trucks and eateries and mom and pops, locals and visitors alike, just all mingling as one big ohana. And, you know, our people, I still consider them the best source of information beyond any guidebook. And, you know, we're pretty reserved. You know, we keep to our own. It's that small town, I guess, that small town rule of I wouldn't say they mind their own business, but they're humble.
Yeah.
But I still say that have a visitor come in and just be engaged and you ask the local people what they should see and do, you're going to get feedback that you won't find in any guidebooks.
I see. I was going to just say, and I think that adds to that small town charm I was talking about. One thing I wanted to let people know, I see American Airlines is now flying from Dallas. I know United is planning to move from seasonal service to daily service from Denver. Obviously, the air lift in there is important for people. But before we let you go, one of the questions we like to ask everybody in the destination spotlight of our show is, could you just share with us something that you think is surprising about Kauai and will entice our listeners to come visit?
You know, I think what surprises me is how terrible our surf is. So if you're coming here to surf, nah, I'm just playing, you know.
Wait, I was like, oh,
he's
wait.
He's a funny man.
Yeah, you know, well, you do have to know your limits with that.
Nah, you know, I think what surprises me the most is how we're able to maintain our small town rural character amidst mm-hmm. the growth and the change and ebb and flow of time. We still have
it is a different experience. There's no question about it.
Still has that low-key charm.
Mayor, listen, thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And, folks, if you want to find out more, you can just go. The website is gohawaii.com. When you go there, just click on Islands, and you'll find all the information on Kauai. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kauai.
Kauai.
You know the other
is.
Thing, Kauai? Kona Coffee, everyone knows about the Big Island, but the coffee that they have, the Kauai coffee, also excellent.
But you know what? It really is an unspoiled island.
It is.
It is a treasure.
It really is. Right now, the clock is counting down for us, so that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. Don't forget all the places that you can find on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. We still have a whole other hour coming up, including the debut of our new museum gallery segment, and we'll be right back after this top of the hour break, talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.